Reason for living number 25, the new hot doctor. For years, I've kept track of my blessings. I call them my reasons for living. This list has pulled me through some tough times. The reasons can be little things, not necessarily major reasons like grandkids or my nieces and nephews, although they are reasons for living. I want to share this with you because these are trying times. More than ever, we need to grab our happiness where and when we can. I've got a new reason for living. I'm Gloria Moraga. Please subscribe to my podcast, One on One. Download and share. Here's the story. I'm having trouble with my right eye. My sight is blurry, and I'm becoming more nearsighted. These are the exact same symptoms I had when I had cataracts. Yep, an old person's disease. I am old. But Lord, I need my eyes to edit videos and watch movies, so I made an appointment to see the doctor. I'm thinking, is it just old age, or can cataracts grow back? No, cataracts cannot grow back, per se. However, I Googled this. The natural capsule that is left behind after cataract surgery can become cloudy, and this film or gunk builds up, and your eye becomes more and more cloudy. This causes the vision to become blurry again, and it's just like before cataract surgery. This happens in about 30% of patients, and it can happen right after surgery or many years later, and that would be me. So we are in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I think to myself, why are you worried about some blurriness? But I also need to do blood work for my thyroid medication. So two birds with one trip to the doctor. I make an appointment. It's a big deal, and they really don't want us down there, but I pass the test. I have the appointment. And guess what? I get it for that afternoon. That has never happened before. I arrive. The next shock, free freaking parking. I wanted to stop the car and do a happy dance. I drove in, and guess what else? There were places to park. Where were all the sick people? No, I'm not making fun of the disaster. I'm just trying to find some humor in this tragedy. At the front of the hospital doors, there were some very nice greeters, like at the Walmart. But these greeters were in masks and gloves. But come to think of it, Walmart greeters are now also wearing masks and gloves. They asked me all the same questions the nurse asked me on the phone when I was making the appointment. Have I had a fever? Do I have a fever? Do I have difficulty breathing? Am I vomiting? Etc., etc. No. Then they take my temperature with the forehead scan. 98.5. Perfect. No worries about hearing, "You shall not pass." They let me pass. Now, I'll skip to the good part, the doctor. I have a new doctor. My hospital is a teaching hospital, so when the resident physicians finish their training, they move on to set up practice somewhere else. I've seen many different doctors in the last 10 years. This one is the best yet. He is handsome, personable, and did I say handsome? He wears a mask the entire time, but he has a great voice and smiling, twinkly, sexy eyes. We have a long talk about my health. It's wonderful. It's like he's reading Shakespeare's sonnets to me. I think I'm just missing talking to people. It's such a joy to visit with him and talk to him, even if it's about my blurry Popeye and my blood sugar levels. He writes a referral for my Popeye. I will see a specialist, and then we chat some more. I show off how smart I am. We talk about my broken legs and my blog and my podcast. He listens and laughs, smiling eyes. I don't want to leave, but finally, they kick me out, or we part. Cut to the next day. My phone rings. I don't recognize the number, so I ignore it. They call right back. I look at the number again with my blurry Popeye, and I realize it's the doctor's office. I answer, "It's Dr. Dreamboat." I immediately perk up. I begin using my podcast voice. He asks me my name and date of birth, etc. And he confirms it's me. I know it's him. He informs me he wants to discuss my blood work results. I'm in heaven. For a sec. And then I begin to panic. I have cancer, I think. Why else would the actual doctor call me? Even when I call to talk to a doctor, I get a call back from the physician's assistant or a nurse. Or an administrative assistant. Aye, aye, aye. My heart is pounding. My thyroid medication is too high, he says. It's causing my heart to beat too fast. I've heard this before and experienced it before. He's going to lower my dose. I laugh. I say, okay, good, yes, let's lower the dose. Even though I think this is going to lower my metabolism and make me fatter than I already am. I want to scream, but I don't. Because I'm a communicator, and I'm trying to flirt. I can be calm even when I'm not. Then he says, we need to talk about something else. Cancer, I think. I grab the arms of my chair. Here it comes. Also, Gloria, you have advanced cancer. He's going to bury the lead. He says, your blood sugar levels are really high. You're pre-diabetic. I want to scream, I've been pre-diabetic for 20 years. It runs in my family. It killed my grandmother and my grandfather and most of my cousins. I breathe a sigh of relief. I say, is that all? He says, oh no, this is serious. We really need to get you on a program to address this. I say, hey doc, let me share something with you. Today I have consumed a Diet Coke and 5 Hershey Kisses, and that's all. It's 5 p.m. He laughs. I think I'm in love. I tell him, I'm beginning my physical therapy pool workout next week. As soon as my extra, extra large swimsuit and my goggles arrive from Amazon. And I say, I've downloaded the Atkins app to monitor my carb intake. I'm cutting out all junky carbs. He says, well, I see you have this under control. We can test your blood sugars and your diabetes again in about 3 months. I say, great, this is a good plan. I have 3 months to lose 20 freaking pounds and move out of the pre-diabetic danger zone. He is happy. I am happy. Then I think I've got to do this with lower thyroid meds. I am so screwed. I take a deep breath. I say, thank you, doc. I think about his smiling eyes. Then I say, I hope I get to keep you for a while. He says, me too. See you in 3 months. I repeat, 3 months. See you then. And then I think, I will be slimmer then. We hang up. My final thought, I love men. Reason for living number 25, the hot new doctor. And certainly a good reason for doing Atkins. Find your reasons. Count your blessings. It works. I'm Gloria Moraga. One-on-one, communications in the digital age. Please subscribe.